Blog Talk Radio.
Better late than never. That's what they say. All right. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In a sight, frolics. Sorry we're late. The engineer got drunk or something. I don't know. Anyway. Tonight, let's see. Oh, we got a good show. We're going to have the philosopher, Lauren Hardy, with Mix and Match. And, Gabriel and his brother, Cheyenne, have a new business. Yeah, as we join them now, going out to work. Come on, man. Get those bags. We need. How many you got? We got about 30. 30 bags. $5 a bag. Stretchable body bags for the pandemic. See, that way if somebody's tall or short, they adjust. Adjustable body bags. Come on, man. Get the. Put them in the car. Come on, let's go. Watch where you're driving. What are you, crazy? Peter, you better let me drive. You don't know how to drive. You drive like a maniac. Oh, where are we gonna set up the table? Right on the corner. If Joe the cop comes around, you better handle it. He doesn't like me. Don't worry about it. I got a permit from the town. We're allowed for the pandemic. We're allowed to sell stretchable body bags. Get your body bags right here, guaranteed for 90 days. $5 for a body bag.
Have you got a body bag that'll fit a big person?
A big person? It stretches, see?
That's not big enough. I mean big. Big, big.
Oh, how much does this person weigh?
529 pounds.
529 pounds? No wonder the person died. How dare you? That's terrible. The 529. Sir, I can sell you the body bag, but under the circumstances, 529 pounds, I can't guarantee it for the 90 days. I can only guarantee it 7 days.
7 days means that after 7 days, the bugs will get to my father. How dare you?
Well, that's the best I could do with 529 pounds. I mean, what do you want? I'll give you a discount. $450.
That's not much of a discount.
All right, $4, and that's it. What are you doing? You're selling the body bags at less than $5. You can't do that.
Who's this guy? Who's this big guy here?
Oh, that's my partner. Don't pay attention to him. That's only my brother.
I don't know about you guys. I'm getting out of here.
Well, here, do you want the body bag or don't you?
All right. $450. Here you are. Say, pardon me, have you got a body bag with a gold ribbon?
Gold ribbon? I got some yellow ribbon. I can string it around the body bag.
She likes gold ribbon.
She
you cut that out. Now, tie a yellow ribbon around the body bag. If you don't like it, throw it in the truck and call it an old hag. Hey, Gabriel, stop singing that stupid song, will you please? You sound like a real moron. What's the matter with you? Well, the man said he wants a gold ribbon. Now, here you are, sir. Gold ribbon, $5, stretchable, guaranteed for 90 days.
Oh, what happens if it breaks before the 90 days?
Well, you bring it back, and I'll give you another one.
Wait a minute. How do I bring it back? I don't. Where do I find you?
Well, just look for the two nuts on the nearest corner. Two nuts on the nearest corner. I don't know. How many we sell? One, two, three, four. Too bad. Hey, what are we going to do? Here comes a guy with a big cart. I wonder what he's got in that cart. Here he is.
Hey, boys. Now, listen. I got my partner in this cart, see? And as we say in the business, he got knocked off.
No, they're knocked off? Well, you mean he's dead? You mean there's a body?
Well, of course there's a body. How can somebody be dead without a body, you moron?
What are you telling us for?
Because I need a body bag to put him in. I can't show him to his mother like this. She'll faint. She'll freak out.
Would you cut that out? Oh, by the way, this is his mother.
Ah, my boy, what happened to you? You got knocked up. I mean, knocked off. You
knocked off.
Woo! You better give him a good bag. He's got big feet to stick out.
Yeah, well, when they bury him, they hope the foot doesn't stick out and somebody come along and trip over it. Gabriel, will you stop talking like that? You sound like a real moron. Well, don't worry, miss. We got a good body bag for you. It stretches.
Oh, stretch. Stretching now, the body bag. Stretch. Put it in. Put him in. I can't stand to look at him anymore. He was never a good boy. He's disgusting. Woo!
All right. What's going on here?
Uh-oh. Kill the cop. We're conducting our business here, officer. Do you need a body bag?
What? What are you talking about? What do you mean do I need a body bag? What are you mugs doing?
Selling body bags for the pandemic. People need these things. You know, you can't just throw somebody in a hole. You got something to wrap them in, don't you?
You idiots. Have you got a license to do this?
Oh, yeah. He's got the license. Show him the license, Cheyenne. You better show him the license.
Here's the license. What is this? What? Look what it says here. 4 and 4 Cracker Jacks. What kind of a license is this?
Well, that's what I send away for. You get
You get four box tops, then you send them in, they send you the license. Get out of here. You're under arrest. Woo! When we were kids, we used to do that with the cereal, the Captain Video cereal, Captain Video license. We used to sell the, get the four box top and you send it in. They'd send you a plastic mug, and if you put the hot chocolate in it too hot, the mug would creep up and melt. Oh! All right, in a sight. Four box tops for the license. What a bunch of morons. Anyway. Woo! We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. And the friendly philosopher. I don't know what happened to our engineers. I don't know. Wish what happened. But anyway, we're without musical background. Hey, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004, Big East, the key to rescue. Yeah, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Check them out down there in New Jersey. That's right. Yeah, New Jersey. All right, Big East. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty. My buddy over there in Islip, New York. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, steal a house, get a house, build a house? Well, you can buy a house anyway. Yeah. All right. Inner Sight. And sorry we can't get any phone calls tonight. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got. Don't forget the ABLE News. You want to know all about what's going on with disabled people? ABLE News. Online, you get a free subscription. Yeah. Not too many things are free these days. But you can get the ABLE News online. All right. ABLE News, on and about the disabled. 31 years they've been around. As old as Inner Sight. Yeah. Calendar of events, personal columns, different articles, you know, columns by so-called experts. And, they claim that two people got married in the ABLE News. You know, they met and got married. Of course, they don't tell you what happened after that, but, you know, you got to use your imagination. Inner Sight. Yeah. To you by the Suffolk Bus Corp. Help keep the program going. We appreciate that. Drink of water, and no, there's no liquor in my water. I do not drink scotch and water. I don't even drink scotch. All right, Inner Sight. ever tell you the time when you're drunk? Try to help me across the street. What an idiot. You know, it was a snowy day, and they had the light there that you pushed the button and it talked, but the snow was piled up so high you couldn't get to it. So this guy jumps out of his car, and he says, "May I help you? I'll tell you, may I help you? Don't worry. You're not going to get killed with me because I'm already dead." I died last week. I died.
they couldn't help me. I couldn't help it. They helped me. I died. So help me. I did die. So help me. Anyway. So we're out in the middle of the street. Cars are honking and swerving around. And I said, wait a minute. I said, you're drunk and I'm blind. What a combination. Woo! He said, now you know what they mean when they say blind drunk. In his sight, frolic. We made it across the street, by the way. I don't know how, but... And then I told him, I made a mistake. I'm going the other way. Don't worry about it. That's just the way I'm going myself. Anyway, in a sight, my old man was a crazy drunk. Oh, he won one day. He came home one day. Him and the old lady. Him and the old lady used to fight all the time. They fought every day of my life. I hated it. Anyway, so he comes home one day, drunk, and he's got a little dog with him. You know, it's a cute little thing, a little dog. And my mother says, what are you doing with that dog? And then he says, do you like it? You like my new friend? That's my friend. See, look, he's so cute. Take a dog. Every dog don't have its day. You're drunk. Yeah, I got to take the dog out. And he goes out and he's yelling up at my mother. He says, hey, Frenzy!
What do you want, you maniac?
He says, the dog needs water. He goes, throw the bowl of water out the window. And she says,
how am I going to throw a bowl of water out the window? What do you, you're out of your mind, Frank.
His name was Frank. He wanted my mother to throw a bowl of water out the window. So he took the dog to the police station. Well, and they wanted to leave the dog. He wanted to leave the dog at the police station. And the cops said, oh, we can't leave him here, or you'll have to call the pound, you know. He said, I don't want to send my dog to the pound. That's my dog. I don't want him in no cage or locked up like a criminal. Well, what do you think I am? I don't know what he did. I think he kept the dog a few days, and then my mother took him to the ASPCA. All right, in a sight. And, let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch over them. Corey Avante, little Tommy, Baby Royalty, and Ollie Campbell. Some of the kids that have passed away. All right. We honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight saying. We started late tonight. I don't know why we started late, but better late than never. And let's see. Did you hear the latest on the vaccine? Yeah. They want you to mix and match. You know, it's like
you go to a store and you buy, years ago we used to go to the store and you'd buy a suit and they'd give you two pants. Yeah, so you could wear the jacket as a sports jacket, see? You know, if you had a black suit, they give you gray pants. Black and gray was big in those days, you know. I think it's coming back. Black and gray. So mix and match on the vaccine. Now I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work because I think, you know, they didn't test the mix and matches. You know, they didn't check them out and see if people can do that safely and, you know, what kind of reaction you're going to get. So, Laurel and Hardy, mix and match. Well, Stanley, what do you think? What do I think about what? What it says here in the paper. Now you don't have to worry anymore. What do you mean I don't have to worry? Well, about taking the vaccine. Oh, I know I don't have to worry about that because I'm not going to take it. Well, now there's a new way, see? See what it says here? Pick your own poison. Mix and match. Poison, pick your own poison. Oh, that's just an expression. Don't mind that. Mix and match. Take one from column two, two from column three, four from column B, and five from six. Now, wait a minute. Would you mind saying that again? I can't. Well, I know. You can't. Well, I got a better idea. Wait a minute. Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. My mother said, squeeze your toe. Take this vaccine and shove it. What are you talking about? You've got to get inoculated. I don't want any disease. I got enough of those. Mix and match. Now, come on. We're going down to the local drugstore, and we're going to see what they've got. What's your favorite color? Clearasil. Clearasil? Get over here. Oh, look at this. Mix and match in the same bottle. Isn't that interesting? Now look at all those colors. The colors of the rainbow. That's beautiful. Yeah, but it's not beautiful if it gets inside you and it starts doing weird things and you forget who you are and where to go and what to do and you don't even know your mother. You don't know your mother? Give me that. I want that. I don't want to know my mother. That's perfect for me. Here you are, sir. Now you don't have to know your mother. Boy, that fella's mean. He doesn't like his mother. What do you say, Stanley? You like any of them? No, I don't. I don't want a Max and Mitch anything. I want a miss and match. Miss and match? That's right. I'm going to be missing. I'm getting out of here. No missing and matching for me and miss and match and match and miss. I don't want any of it. It doesn't look good. Gee, look at that fella. What happened to him? Where's his shoes? I don't know. Terrible, isn't he? Pardon me, sir. Don't touch me. I'll bite you.
Sir, are you all right? Do you need a doctor? Doctor, look what they did to me. Look at me. Look. You know how I got this way? No, what happened? Mix and match. I mixed and matched 25 different ones. And look at me. I'm out of my mind. Mix and match. Gee, I don't want to be like that. Let's get out of here, Holly. I wonder how many people who mix and match in 6 months are going to turn into zombies. Walking around. You know? And they won't know anything. Yeah, they didn't test that stuff. You got to, that stuff is wicked, man. Mix and match. I'll stick with my oils. I'll mix and match the oils. Inner Sight, don't forget we're on television. Hey, television. Used to be a song about television in the 50s. Friedberg sang it. A guy named Friedberg or whatever his name was. Television, television, I'm a sick from looking on television. I got the weak in the eye, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. Oh! Yeah, that song was a big hit in the 50s. I think it went to number one. You know, the old black and white televisions and people would watch too much television. All right. How did I get on the subject of television? Yeah. Anyway, I don't like television anymore. I used to like it a lot. I used to watch it. You know, with the halfway good eye, I'd have to get right on top of the set. You know, put the eye right up against the glass. Yeah. And the old man used to yell at me a lot. You're going to ruin your eyes. I said, Dad, I'm already blind. Anyway. Inner Sight. Frolics. Oh, television, yeah. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And let's see, Thursday night, Long Island. Altice, they call it. Yeah, I hope the guy, I think the guy who bought it has all his teeth, so they call it Altice. Altice. Oh, he's got the money. What do you expect? You know, if people don't have money, a lot of them don't have teeth. You ever notice that? You got to have money to have teeth. Oh, yeah. You ever see these movie stars? They walk around with the smiling, you know, the beautiful, bright smile. And people say, oh, what beautiful teeth that guy had. That's not their teeth. They gave somebody a lot of money, and they took a piece of porcelain, and they carved it all around and polished it and stuck it in their mouths. They glued it in there. That's not their teeth. I have almost all my teeth, yeah, and I intend to keep them. Only got a couple of them knocked out because I was too rowdy in the bar. That's it. Anyway, all teeth.
7:30 Thursday night, Long Island, all teeth. All right. Inner Sight Frolics. And let's see, we got, oh, Jimmy Dennigan's coming up. Yeah. And what else? Oh, they used to have a show years ago called The Little Rascals. I'll never forget this. And there was this one episode, see, where this old lady is a pill fiend. You know, she's got so many pills. They're all lined up on the counter. She's got about 40 bottles of pills. And the rascals are trying to help her to get off these pills, see? So one of the guys, you know, this little, hey, Grandma, what you got all them pills for? And she said, well, I got to have these, Sonny, because, you know, I'm very sick. What's wrong with you, Grandma? Well, I've got arthritis and outritis and I've got stomach trouble and heart trouble and headaches and blood pressure and sugar and no blood sugar and too much sugar in my coffee. I'm a mess. Well, Grandma, why don't you get rid of all them pills? You don't need them. I don't need them. No. So she opens the window, see? And the rascals, you know, little kids, it's funny. You know? And she takes one bottle at a time. She goes, these are my heart pills. She flings it out the window. There's my stomach medicine. Go ahead, Grandma, let it ride, you know. This pill, these are my liver pills. Take those Carter liver pills and throw them out the window. Go ahead, Grandma, go. You go. She throws them out the she takes all the pills and throws them out the window, you know. And then she's so happy. And then, of course, she's dancing around the house and all that. She don't have to take no more pills. All right, the rascal. I remember that. That was funny, you know, the way they got her to throw those pills away. And there were people down in the yard picking them up. I don't know. Maybe they were going to take them. Who knows? Yeah. Oh, one day we were in school, see. And Jimmy comes in, you know, and he always, one thing about Dennigan, see, he would always interrupt. I hate when people interrupt, you know. So Dennigan, the great interrupter, he comes in one day and says, I'm going to go to reform school. I don't like this school. I want to go to reform school. And Jenny says, you can't go to reform school, Jimmy. Why not? Why not? I ain't going to reform school. I heard about that. That's nice over there. No, Jimmy, it's very bad. It's for bad boys. Bad boys? You mean, how you getting reform school, Jenny? And Miss Moss says, Jimmy, keep still. Sit down. And Jenny says, she whispers, you know, you gotta be a bad boy to go to reform school, Jimmy. Now be good. Oh, you gotta be a bad boy? Oh, what I gotta do? So he says, Miss Ma, I gotta go bathroom. I gotta go bathroom. Go ahead and go and behave yourself.
So he goes in the bathroom.
Hey. And he takes all the toilet paper and the paper towels and whatever, and
he can grab, and then he stuffs it down the toilet bowl. And he flushes it, and the water's coming all up out of the bathroom onto the floor of the classroom, and Miss Moss starts screaming, "Ah, what's going on? The floor!
Yeah, they're flying now, Miss Moss. They got some delay, got some reform school."
And he created this flood, and the water's going all down the classroom, and and the kids are having fun with the water. They're playing patty foot in the water now, splashing the water. And Miss Martha says, "Stop that! Cut that out!" And in the middle of the whole thing, Kramer walks in, and Jimmy is standing there full of water, stamping the water, splashing it. And then he starts
pounding the rail, five cents a glass, if you don't like it, showing up your ass.
And Kramer says, "Whoa!" Kramer comes in, and he doesn't know the floor's wet. See, and he, boom, right on his... He fell right on his ass. The next thing you know, he had the maintenance guy in there with the mop and all that. Oh, what a mess. And Jimmy said, when it's all over, Jimmy says, "Miss Ma, now can I go to reform school?" Oh, man, I tell you. And Miss Ma had to leave the room, along with Kramer. And when she left the room, she usually put somebody in charge. So she put Joe McElroy. He was the oldest kid, And she put Joe in charge. Joe was he was weird,
"Now I want everybody to sit down and be quiet." And Jimmy says, "I am going to reform school, Joe. I don't want to stay here. Jimmy, you're in charge. Give me a note. Just write Jimmy Dennegan, reform school."
And Joe says, "I can't give you a note, Jimmy. I'm blind."
Woo!
All right, Inner Sight, Frolics. And that's how Jimmy tried to get in reform school. Yeah. Around the world, Inner Sight. And let's see, we're gonna break the station. Stand by. All right. 9:09, almost 9:10. All right. Let's see. Go over the schedule for the week. Monday, Matt are glad, Inner Sight. 8 to 9. Tuesday's open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesday, our new show on Get Rid of the Nursing Home. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. We found some interesting figures, and we'll be passing those along this coming week. Step closer to, presenting our case. Not that the politicians are going to care, but we'll make them care. All right, Thursday night, a subject. I don't know what it'll be yet. And, of course, Friday is the funnies. Right here, Inner Sight, live, around the world. And I don't know if I ever did this skit, but can you imagine Ralph and Norton, the old Honeymooners, in the modern day, see, And, you know, they got the latest stuff, you know, the tablet or the laptop and all that. And Ralph says to Norton, "Well, pal, how do you like it? I don't have to work anymore, see? Now I work from home." Wait a minute, Bob. Wait a minute. How are you gonna drive the bus from home? Simple. I go on the computer. I got the little mouse right here. Well, you cut that out. And I turn it on. And look at that. There's the bus. See? Yeah. People want to ride the bus, they pay their fare. Yeah, well, what do you mean they pay their fare? How are they going to pay them? Well, they click in the money, see? They got the card, and they click it right in there. And then all I got to do, that bus is moving. Look at that, right down Madison Avenue. So, wait a minute, Ralph. How can you... How are you going to get the people on the bus? Oh, yeah. Never thought of that. Wait a minute. Got an idea, Ralph. The wheels are turning. I know your wheels are turning. Right up there in the brain. Well, they might be turning, but there's no brain. Now, I know I shouldn't ask this, but what's your idea? Well, put me on the bus company salary, and I'll go down to Madison Avenue and get the people on the bus. And then you can do it. Norton, you're a genius. Yeah, you think so, Ralph? I know so. Now, you go down there and make sure you communicate with me on the phone. What they call the cellophone. Cellophone in the air. Blah, 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 boo. Will you cut that out? Now, go on. Get down there. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for you to get in operation... I'll take a little snooze. A good time to take my break. Yeah. Well, don't worry, Rob.
Burp, 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 burp.
Hello? This is Edward L. Norton down at Madison Avenue. Get the bus rolling, Rob. All right. You got it, Norton? Where's the bus, Ralph? It's right here on the computer. What's the matter? Can't you see it? I can see it. But I can't feel it. And it's not there. What do you mean it's not there? What do you think it is? It's there, here, and everywhere. In the computer. Now get some people on that bus. Ralph, I think you hit on $1 million idea. What's that? The invisible bus. Are you a maniac or something? All right. All right, folks. You waiting for the bus? Well, yeah, I got to go to work. I'm late. Come on, where's the bus? You work for the bus company? Oh, yeah, I'm the supervisor of supervisors of supervisors. Supervisor. Visor super.
You look pretty stupid to me. Thank you, sir. We have a model in the bus company. Never get insulted when you're insulted.
Woo!
Norton, what's going on out there, Norton? Get the people on the bus. Make them pay their fare. I'm ready with the remote. Remote control. Captain Video! Will you stop with that Captain Video? It's not a spaceship, it's a bus. Sorry about that, Ralph. I got a little carried away there. Step aboard, sir. Step aboard? Where do I step? Right there. Now look out. Don't fall. That's it. Come on, miss. You're next. Sir, come on, everybody. On the bus. Let's go. One, two, hop. Hop, hop, two, hop. You're a maniac. There's no bus there. You belong in an... You belong in an institution. And I'm going to see... I'm going to see that you spend the rest of your life behind bars. No, I want to build my life behind bars. Norton, what are you doing out there? You're ruining my business. Ralph, I hate to tell you this, but the jig is up. There's no bus. There never was.
Woo!
Norton and Ralph with the computerized bus. All right, in a sight. And late start to the show. Kind of weird, I don't know. A lot of weird stuff going on. Indian summer. Almost 80 degrees today. Abnormal. The normal temperature this time of year, so they say, is 58 degrees, fall, you know. All right. Way above normal. Some people like it that way, yeah. All right. Yeah, I keep thinking about the great Jack Benny. Oh man. Yeah, he was something. He was funny, wasn't he? And the one time when he was doing his monologue, you know. Telling his jokes, you know, and this guy comes out on the stage, gangster-looking guy, you know, and he puts a gun in Benny's back, and he says, "Your money or your life?" And Benny's standing there, he's staring out into the audience, you know, never cracked a smile. Just staring right out into space, you know. And the guy said, "Well, come on, I haven't got all day, your money or your life." Benny says, "I'm thinking it over." And the whole audience just went to pieces. You know, they thought it was so funny, you know. Stuff like that, simple stuff, you know, that made the comedy. I wonder if comedy evolved. I don't know if it evolved. Because what's funny to one person might not be funny to another. You know. Sometimes funny stuff can get off color, you know. Like we did the stupid thing with the body bags. People might not think that's funny. But I think it is. People are too serious about things. You ever notice that? Yeah. I mean, I could see if, you know, if somebody gets violent with you, you got to try to stop them, you know.
But other than that, people are too serious.
I like when people laugh more, you know.
Do funny stuff, crazy stuff.
Like in a sight, frolics on the air, live. All right, let's see, what else we got coming up? I don't know how much time we got left. Threw me off with the whole half hour late on the show. So, bear with us, folks. And, you know, we'll keep the inner sight going, 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 gone. Yeah. Inner sight is gone. Inner sight is out of sight. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of things happen when you're a kid and you remember them, you know, and you look back on them, and a lot of them are funny, and you say, did I really do that? I can't believe I did that. That really happened to me. And in my case, you know, riding a bike, being blind and everything, I'm lucky I'm still here. I tell you, man. Had a couple of close calls. Yeah. Like the time I hit this guy in the back of the car and my bike went up in the air and I wound up on the hood of the car, sprawled out. Not a scratch on me. Climbed down off the car and the guy got out and he was panic-stricken. He thought he killed me. He says, oh my God, you're alive. I said, yeah, I'm all right. Don't worry about it. I was a little shook up, I got to admit that, you know. So I went in the house and my mother gave me a glass of water. And this guy was so shook up. He said, oh, I thought I killed him. He was on top of the car. And, oh, my God, he's all right. And this guy takes out his wallet, a big wad of money. He says, let me help, let me help. And he gives it to my mother. You know? And the old lady, she had a good sense of humor. The old lady, when the guy left, he said, you want me to take him to the hospital? She said, well, we better get checked up. She said, no, no, I'll take him. That's all right, you know. And so, I don't know how much he gave her. He must have given her $300-$500. And when the guy left, my mother turned around and said to me, Frankie, go outside and find another car with a guy with money. Go ahead. I said, Ma, I didn't mean it. She wanted me to go get another car with money, with somebody with money. Go ahead, Frankie. Go outside. I said, Ma, my bike is all smashed up. Well, stop walking. The old lady was a friggin' riot, let me tell you. She wanted me to walk. Go play in traffic. I said, Ma, I can't help it. I'm blind. the old lady was, she was weird. Yeah. All right, and inside, we had a neighbor next door, Mrs. Sefter. Oh, she was, whenever I went out, she'd see me, she'd go, Francela, the boy is blind, why did you let him go out the door? What's the matter with you?
And she'd come out on the stoop and she'd watch me. She'd sit there for hours. Frankie, don't go now. Don't go by the cars. And I said, Ma wants me to go by the cars, Mrs. Safter. The guy gave her a lot of money. She goes, what are you talking? What are you talking, stupid? She didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Woo! That's a true story, folks. Mrs. Safter, I'll never forget her. She made the greatest matzo ball soup. Oh, man. Never forget that matzo ball soup. That stuff was, she'd bring over a big pot of it, you know. Especially for the Jewish holidays, you know. Anyway, yeah, that was the old lady and her and the old man. Boy, what a riot they were, you know. Him with his Bible, the horse paper, and her with the crocheting. You know, just to make things and sell them and all that. But the old man, he was a lunatic with those horses, I tell you. Yeah. He used to work in the old Brooklyn Navy Yard down there. Brooklyn Navy Yard. Place has been around for 100 years. All right, Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. 224-3090. I want to thank you for listening. Hope you had a little crazy fun. You know, don't take it too seriously. The names can sometimes be changed to protect the innocent. Doom, doom, doom. We'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. And don't forget our new show Wednesday night. Get rid of the nursing homes. We don't need them. Close them down. Turn them into accessible housing. Help people have their freedom. Yeah. Give us our freedom. Free my people. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you Monday, mad or glad. I want to thank all our friends. Wish Suzanne's aunt good life and freedom and safety. My new friend, Frida. Thank you so much. Inner Sight. Around the world. Over 100,000 hear us. Goodbye, world, Inner Sight.